Welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and today we are starting a 7-part series about environmental health. The topic we're covering today is about air pollution. Air pollution occurs when harmful substances, including particulates and biological molecules, are introduced into the Earth's atmosphere. It may cause diseases, allergies, or death in humans. It may also cause harm to other living organisms, such as animals and food crops. It may damage the natural or built environment. Human activity and natural processes can both generate air pollution. An air pollutant is a substance in the air that can have adverse effects on humans and the ecosystem. The substance can be solid particles, liquid droplets, or gases. A pollutant can be of natural origin or man-made. Pollutants are classified as primary or secondary. Primary pollutants are usually produced from a process such as an ash from a volcanic eruption. Other examples include carbon monoxide gas from motor vehicle exhaust or the sulfur dioxide released from factories. Secondary pollutants are not emitted directly. Rather, they form in the air when primary pollutants react or interact. Ground-level ozone is a prominent example of a secondary pollutant. Some pollutants may be both primary and secondary. They are both emitted directly and formed from other primary pollutants. Substances emitted into the atmosphere by human activity include carbon dioxide. Because of its role as a greenhouse gas, it has been described as a leading pollutant and the worst climate pollutant. Carbon dioxide is a natural component of the atmosphere, essential for plant life and given off by human respiratory system. Sulfur oxides, particularly sulfur dioxide, is a chemical compound produced by volcanoes and in various industrial processes. Coal and petroleum often contain sulfur compounds, and their combustion generates sulfur dioxide. Nitrogen oxides, particularly nitrogen dioxide, are expelled from high-temperature combustion and are also produced during thunderstorms or by electric discharge. They can be seen as a brown haze dome over or above a plume downwind of cities. Carbon monoxide is an odorless, colorless, toxic, yet non-irritating gas. It is a product of incomplete combustion of fuel such as natural gas, coal, or wood. Vehicular exhaust is a major source of carbon monoxide. And volatile organic compounds are well-known outdoor air pollutants. They are categorized as either methane or non-methane. Methane is extremely efficient greenhouse gas, which contributes to enhanced global warming. Other hydrocarbon VOCs are also significant greenhouse gases because of their role in creating ozone and prolonging the life of methane in the atmosphere. This effect varies depending on local air quality. Particulates, alternately referred to as particulate matter, atmospheric particulate matter, or fine particles, are tiny particles of solid or liquid suspended in a gas. In contrast, aerosol refers to combined particles and gas. Some particulates occur naturally, originating from volcanoes, dust storms, forest and grassland fires, living vegetation, and sea spray. Human activities such as the burning of fossil fuels and vehicles, power plants, and various industrial processes also generate significant amounts of aerosols. Persistent free radicals connected to airborne fine particles are linked to cardiopulmonary disease. Toxic metals such as lead and mercury, especially in their compounds, chlorofluorocarbons, harmful to the ozone layer emitted from products, are currently banned from use. These are gases which are released from air conditioners, refrigerators, aerosol sprays, and more. On release into the air, CFCs rise to the stratosphere. Here they come into contact with other gases and damage the ozone layer. This allows harmful ultraviolet rays to reach the Earth's surface, and it can lead to skin cancer, eye disease, and can even cause damage to plants. Ammonia emitted from agricultural processes, it is normally encountered as a gas with a characteristic pungent odor. Ammonia contributes significantly to the nutritional needs of terrestrial organisms by serving as a precursor to foodstuffs and fertilizers. Ammonia, either directly or indirectly, is also a building block for the synthesis of many pharmaceuticals. Although in wide use, ammonia is both caustic and hazardous. In the atmosphere, ammonia reacts with oxides of nitrogen and sulfur to form secondary particles. Odors such as from garbage, sewer, and industrial products, radioactive pollutants produced by nuclear explosions, nuclear events, war explosives, and natural processes such as the radioactive decay of radon. Secondary pollutants include particles created from gases, primary pollutants, and compounds and photochemical smog. Smog is a kind of air pollution. Classic smog results from large amounts of coal burning in an area caused by a mixture of smoke and sulfur dioxide. Modern smog does not usually come from coal, but from vehicular and industrial emissions that are acted on in the atmosphere by ultraviolet light from the sun to form secondary pollutants that also combine with the primary emissions to form photochemical smog. Minor air pollutants include a variety of persistent organic pollutants which can attach to particulates. The sources, there's various locations, activities, or factors that are responsible for releasing pollutants into the atmosphere. These sources can be classified into two major categories. Man-made sources are mostly directed to the burning of multiple types of fuel. Stationary sources include smokestacks of power plants, manufacturing facilities or factories, and waste incinerators, as well as furnaces and other types of fuel-burning heating devices. Mobile sources include motor vehicles, marine vessels, and aircraft. Controlled burn practices in agricultural and forest management. Controlled or prescribed burning is a technique sometimes used in forest management, farming, prairie restoration, or greenhouse gas abatement. Fire is a natural part of both forest and grassland ecology, and controlled fire can be a tool for foresters. Controlled burning stimulates the germination of some desirable forest trees, thus renewing the forest. Fumes from paint, hairspray, varnish, aerosol sprays, and other solvents. Waste deposition in landfills, which generate methane. Methane is highly flammable and may form explosive mixtures with air. Military resources such as nuclear weapons, toxic gases, germ warfare, and rocketry. Natural sources include dust. It's usually large areas of land with little to no vegetation. Methane emitted by the digestion of food by animals, for example, cattle. Radon gas from radioactive decay within the Earth's crust. Radon is a colorless, odorless, naturally occurring radioactive noble gas that is formed from the decay of radium. It's considered to be a health hazard. Radon gas from natural sources can accumulate in buildings, especially in confined areas, such as the basement, and it's the second most frequent cause of lung cancer after cigarette smoking. Smoke and carbon monoxide from wildfires. Vegetation in some regions emits environmentally significant amounts of volatile organic compounds on warmer days. Volcanic activity, which produces sulfur, chlorine, and ash particles. Air pollution risk is a function of the hazard of the pollutant and the exposure to that pollutant. Air pollution exposure can be expressed for an individual, for certain groups such as neighborhoods or children living in a country, or for entire populations. Further information may be found on this issue at globalissues.org. Join me next time for a discussion on the effects on your health from various forms of pollution. That's going to wrap up this edition of Environmental Voices. For KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, I'm Marie Rock.